Hey, did you guys know that T-Rex is 10 years old this month? Welcome back to another T-Rex Talk. This is a podcast, not so much about T-Rex the company, but it will come up. This is a podcast that is largely about some T-Rex customers. So we would have liked to invite all of you out to celebrate with us 10 years of being T-Rex Arms, but we just didn't have enough room for every T-Rex Arms customer. But we did organize an event, and we randomly selected T-Rex customers to come and spend some time with us, to eat some food, to do a little shooting at the range, and to check out the T-Rex factory. So there's going to be a video walking through that process, and in fact, I'm going to delay the release of this particular podcast episode so that you can watch the video. You don't have to wait for that. The video is going to show some of the stuff that we did and some of the customers who were there, but I also was able to have some deeper, longer conversations with a bunch of customers, and some of those I recorded as part of this podcast. Now, I make no promises as to the quality of the audio. This is not the first podcast episode that has been recorded on the range, but it is probably the noisiest, because on the range day, we had four different stages going and an awful lot of people shooting that four-stage competition pretty much throughout the entire day. But I really enjoyed getting to spend some time with folks that have been part of the T-Rex journey. And you too, listening to this podcast, are also part of the T-Rex journey as a customer of T-Rex, or even just as a listener who's kind of helping the analytics of the podcast, the YouTube channel, the Instagram, etc. You are a part of what it is that we are doing, and you are enabling us to continue to do the stuff on the T-Rex mission. So I want to thank you for being a part of that, and I hope that you enjoy listening in on some of these conversations that I had with different T-Rex customers. And let's start with Lee. When did you find out about T-Rex?
It was probably 2013, 14, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
There was a group of us, we were looking for some outside the waistband, like holsters for our Glock 17s, and we were looking around and just kind of stumbled upon you guys, like on the internet.
Yeah, which is impressive, because that was early on, where our website was not easy to find.
Yeah. I don't even know what kind of rabbit hole we went down to get there, but we ended up doing that. We were looking at like you and like Raven Concealment. I think they had like a really long lead time, and we were like, we'll just order these and try.
Yeah, well, their lead time has gotten better, to be fair.
Yeah.
But our lead time has stayed better.
Yeah.
So you have some early foam pressed, squashy, pancake style T-Rex holsters.
I'd say, pancake would be the correct.
Yeah, it's been really great to talk to some guys who were there at the beginning. And what are you thinking we should try to do in the next year? What can we put on our to-do list?
I think you guys are going, honestly, in the right path, like for education and like just growing the 2A community. And I like the change in, me and another one of your employees were talking earlier. This is, when I first came out of the academy and stuff, like, it was okay for me to have like AR-15s and plate carriers and this, that, and the other, but like it was kind of frowned upon for civilians to have that stuff. And just to watch that change, I really think your company had a lot to do with that, like just normalizing like that type of gear for civilians.
Yeah.
So
I am glad that has changed. I would love to know how much of an effect we've had,
because
there's a lot of stuff that has happened to push that wave.
Right.
And we've tried to drive the wave, but also I think have surfed that wave.
Right.
And I'm glad to see the change too. So.
And it's nice, just with you guys making that gear now too. It's nice to go one place and be able to shop around and read about. Like I really like the change on the website a few years ago where you could where they pretty much talked about the product, like what exactly the uses of it are, like
try
how to set
more.
It up and stuff like that. Because I mean, as far as for us, a lot of guys on our department don't know how to set up their own slings or anything like that, and it kind of walks them through all that.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see. The firearm industry has got some unique parts to it in a whole bunch of different ways, but Yeah, I would say that there are other industries like software and electronic industries where the user support is really high.
Right.
And we just have wanted to try to do that.
Right, yeah.
So that's been a fun opportunity to step into.
Because a lot of times, I mean, we have a need, like we see a need of like equipment and stuff, so we'll go out looking for stuff. And before, like the educational stuff, like you would try two or three different things and throw half of it away.
Right.
Like, or throw it in a box and never be used again. Yeah. Waste a bunch of money, really.
Is this in your professional capacity in law enforcement or private or both?
Both, really.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, whether you're carrying off duty, like, you know what I mean? So different,
yeah.
Just different. We've all tried a million different setups.
Okay, yeah.
And it's been nice to be able to watch videos and like see how things work before you purchase them.
Yeah. I was hoping that your department is a large enough department. Yeah. I was hoping that like vendors would show up and let you try stuff and demo stuff before you have to mess with it in the field.
That, honestly, I don't feel like that even happens, really.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
I mean, we're the biggest law enforcement agency in my state. They don't ever come seeking. I mean,
okay.
Like sometimes flashlight companies and stuff like that will do stuff like that, but typically newer ones, like startups and stuff like that.
Interesting, yeah. So it really is just kind of a experiment on your own time, on your own dime kind of thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize, like, we buy from, like, civilian market sites. We don't, there's not really special places for us to go buy. We don't, if the department itself don't buy it for us, which, I mean, they typically buy the bare minimum. So.
Right. Well, I appreciate you being a customer and a longtime customer at that.
Yeah.
And I have really enjoyed chatting with you. Our conversation last night, and I've really enjoyed having some time to just chat.
The more I'm around you guys, like just it, like our value systems match and that kind of stuff. I think like Lucas said last night, that's important. Like, like making sure that we're supporting people that you know would support us and stuff like that. So.
I haven't had a chance to talk to everybody at the event quite yet. I think I should be able to talk to everyone by the end of the day. But similar as you've been chatting with folks yesterday and today.
Yeah, seems like similar background.
Interesting.
Like, remarkably similar backgrounds as far as like buying things and like no matter what state they came from, typically same mindset. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. I'm looking forward to seeing, as you said, what the next 10 years look like.
Yeah.
It doesn't really feel like it's been 10 whole years until you think back deliberately. And it's been a while.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys didn't see it, like going from holsters to nylon to...
It's been a slow, gradual, like see an opportunity, take an opportunity. Yeah. And sometimes see an opportunity, decide that there's no way we could ever be in that space.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, we're in that space. Like it went from an impossibility to a no-brainer over a real short amount of time.
Yeah. And I think it's good that like your company especially like tries to market towards the civilian side because a lot of companies don't.
Yeah.
But I think a lot more companies are because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think you're seeing that more and more and more.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, and I see two directions happening like a SHOT Show. I see a direction where there is more stuff being marketed to civilians.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, that stuff is more tactical. And some of that is just a fashionable trend.
Right.
But some of that is more than that. And so this past SHOT Show, so many booths had mannequins in armor and night vision, kind of regardless of what they actually sold at the company.
Yeah.
They had a mannequin with tactical gear up to binos. Yeah. Because that is the trend for better or for worse for good reasons or for trendy reasons. Yeah. That's kind of the movement, and that is.
Well,
really
I think the millennial gun consumer. That's what they're wanting and expecting.
Yeah.
And
and I like it. I like it that.
Yeah.
What is good equipment and ergonomic and works well and performs well for anyone who's using the equipment.
Right.
That higher end stuff, that stuff that is practical and utilitarian, does actually end up being what people are looking for. So that's a good trend.
Yeah, it was neat for us to see like the quality control you guys put in, even stuff you guys outsource to be made. Like you guys check it again when it comes in, that kind of stuff. I mean, that means a lot to people. When I use your stuff, I need it to work.
Like,
And that means a lot. So.
Yeah, it's been helpful. I know that. There's a lot of T-Rex gear that is used recreationally for just training on the range. Not that training is entirely recreation, but we also get emails all the time. A guy will write us, this happened a few times, and said, I ordered your I ordered a tourniquet from you guys, and I put it on somebody the day that it was delivered to me.
Right.
And those are the stories were like, oh, well, we got to keep shipping times fast. And quality high and so forth. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Lee, for coming out to the event.
It's been awesome. It's a good event.
There were actually quite a few law enforcement guys that showed up at this event. A number of law enforcement guys were part of T-Rex's earlier customer base. I think that probably a larger percentage, larger ratio than today. But it was really interesting to talk to them about some of the different things that they are seeing in their particular states or various jurisdictions. Changes in the people that are around them, but also changes in the law and different attitudes related to gun control and other things. But there were a lot of other conversations too. I also talked to Grant, who is actually local to T-Rex Arms and not in law enforcement. He is involved in the medical side of things.
I have known about T-Rex since Lucas was doing his original shooting videos.
Nice.
Like the first ones that ever came out.
Yeah.
Probably around 2014, 2015.
And you are a local guy, so you probably shot at Eagle Eye, maybe, potentially around that time?
I have shot. Most of my shooting living in Franklin has been at either the Nashville Armory or the Franklin Range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wondered if you had overlapped in real life or if you just saw him from afar on the internet.
For a while, it was just on the internet.
Yeah. Now we talked at the Patriots Brewery, so we've run into each other a couple of times, but I don't know how you were selected to come out here. I think you must have been a pretty early customer, because that, yeah.
I have wondered the exact same thing. This was an impressively organized event.
Oh,
I thought
thank you.
It was from just the description of how to get here to the tours last night. Everything, you know, broken up into groups. Very, you know, you could tell it was timed to where each group would have enough time to visit all the stations, thoroughly explained. You could tell there had been a lot of planning put into this, and it showed it was very well run.
Alex and the team did all the logistical stuff, and all the logistical stuff is what went perfectly, as far as I can tell. What was the most interesting thing in the shop or the warehouse?
I mean, as a gun guy, I'm probably going to say the armory and all of the cool guns in there. But more of a company level, I was really impressed with the retail side of the warehouse and how efficient kind of the assembly line was as far as how things were organized, how you were able to put orders together so quickly with the SKU numbers. And, you know, being local, there are many times I've ordered something in the morning and received a shipping notice that day and gotten it the next day. And so that's a lot of, not only do I like supporting you guys, but it's just, I buy from you guys a lot because I know I'll get it in a matter of a day or two.
That team has really worked to just streamline and get that process down to as fast as it can go. The organization of the flow racks is one of the probably most tightly run things that we got in the shop. So for sure. And you shot really well today.
I shot okay. I'm more of a pistol shooter than I am a rifle shooter, and I think I did well in the little bit of pistol that we shot today, but it was just kind of awesome to shoot a lot of these guns that I've never shot before.
I mean, there's fun guns, but like, what was your favorite to shoot that you actually could?
I really enjoy shooting kind of the suppressed SBRs with just a dot, just a simple dot.
Yeah.
And the long range guns were like very cool to shoot. I just didn't shoot them very well because I haven't shot a whole lot of long range. Mm-hmm. I kind of like just the simplistic suppressed SBRs.
Yeah.
Very handy, maneuverable, shoot quickly.
Yep. And the suppressor just makes it even more.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So very good. I appreciate the conversation we've had in the past. You've had some interesting product ideas. Mm-hmm. And you've watched us for a while. So what would you like us to keep doing? Like, it's been 10 years.
Yep.
Customers like you have allowed us to grow, not just, you know, by giving us money, but you've given us ideas and input and dealt with customer service to give us some things that have helped us steer the company. Mm-hmm. What do you want to see next?
I think, and you guys are starting to do this, I think as a customer who, like many people, enjoy putting together a rifle, but don't often have the opportunity to shoot, the means to shoot, to test different equipment, when we spend hundreds if not thousands of dollars on optics and mounts and suppressors, it's kind of nice to see someone like you guys demo that and lay out. So we don't have to spend all this money and be like, oh, you know what? This super tall mount is cool, but there's all these downsides to it or whatever it is.
This
you
is
know.
A combination that works. This is a rail layout that works.
It saves us money to see guys like you who have more funds kind of game out all these setups and give feedback on, okay, maybe you want a lower one-third, maybe you want a tall Unity mount, maybe you want, you know, an 11.5 or a 16-inch gun. So it saves us money and time when we see good research and, you know, examples of what to expect when you buy these things, as opposed to like, well, I just shelled out a grand for that optic setup and honestly, I kind of hate it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, now some of that is a little subjective, but we could certainly emphasize some more practical builds. We do fun builds, and then we do a lot of tried and true builds. But the armory's got a lot of stuff in it. There's a lot of stuff that we can Lego together and let people like Brandon and other TV guys and Lucas and media guys run through and get multiple takes on. That's an interesting, I like that. Now, getting in touch with local folks, people who are located inside of Middle Tennessee, is a pretty high priority of mine, so it was cool to see Grant again after a couple of other events. But we also have a fair amount of customers in Tennessee, just kind of in general, people who want to shop local and have selected T-Rex because we're nearby. And of course, we also have a T-Rex amongst our customer base. A lot of military folks, like Sam. Sam was the next guy that I talked to.
And the reason why I'm out here, you know, I first met Lucas back in 2015.
Okay.
You guys did an industry event, you know, that's a long time ago now.
I'm actually impressed, you know, how many early folks are here, because most of the company growth happened.
Yeah.
You know, it feels very recent, so I'm expecting a lot of people to show up, you know, 2019, 2020, but got a lot of early folks, so
Yeah, so that was my first exposure. I had never heard of T-Rex Arms at that point. A buddy of mine named Zach, he brought me out. I was like, oh, this is pretty awesome. Fast forward 2017, you guys ran a two-gun match. That was a lot of fun. And then here, it's just been a pleasure enjoying it, being around like-minded folks, enjoying American freedoms. I'm an immigrant, so coming, you know, dealing with my parents who have a different mindset and just growing up in the States, you know, just being able to understand and appreciate the freedoms that majority of the world can't even fathom. So,
and the ramifications of those. Like I was talking to my brother about this last week, just how it's hard to think about self-defense as a responsibility that you have. If you if you're not allowed the tools to have it, it's hard to even have the mindset to think about it in normal normal terms. So that is really interesting. So what were some of your thoughts as you've watched T-Rex grow from being a holster company to doing a couple of other things?
I guess to sum it up, I think it's amazing, you know, obviously Lucas's story of starting with, you know, a small-time garage operation.
Toaster oven, my mom and dad's garage.
Just seeing, I guess the biggest impact or something I can really appreciate is the mission of arming and giving out knowledge to the common folk. There's a lot of gatekeeping, you know, in the industry. So just seeing that and saying, hey, we want to influence and change culture for the better.
Where would you like us to be in the next 10 years? Like, when we invite you to the 20th anniversary non-annual T-Rex Arms shooting match prize table competition, if you came back in 10 years, what would you like to have seen us accomplish?
Man, I have no idea. Like it's 2015, you guys were just mainly doing holsters, so I never would have imagined where you guys are pushing out night vision and all this great stuff. Hopefully through the next decade, cultural change, you're able to influence not just the state of Tennessee, but maybe on a federal level, hopefully get some NFA stuff repealed. That's a dream.
there's a lot of political action to take, and there's good movement on that. T-Rex is not the only group that's pushing, but anything that we can do to push, we want to keep that momentum up. So
Hopefully, in 10 years, if you can pull it off, I'm like, oh, man, Isaac, Lucas, all the Bakken family. That's amazing.
It would be so fun if we could just buy suppressors over the counter. Like, there's lots of stuff to do, but that alone would just be fun. It would simplify everything. Yeah. So many of the guys, shooting today are picking rifles with cans because they're just more fun. More fun to shoot.
Yeah, of course.
Well, thank you very much for coming, Sam. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate your being a customer, but also your input. And I'm excited for the next 10 years too. And I wanted to say, like, we are here because of customers like you. Like, we've talked about T-Rex Arms being a debt-free company before, which means that banks can't really jerk us around. But and that's cool. But there's a downside to it, which is everything that you saw yesterday at the shop.
Yeah.
Customers paid for it. We did not get huge amounts of seed capital at the beginning. We did not get bank loans for like that building expansion. Like, all that stuff was customers paid for. And so we appreciate that a ton. The fact that people have gathered around T-Rex and bought, whether it's products that we make or products that they could have got elsewhere and they bought them from us, have really, really enabled us to do a lot of that stuff. Yeah. Speaking of suppressors. That gun should have a suppressor. And Sam highlighted something that was true of pretty much all the folks that came along and all the conversations that I had, which is that we ended up with a large spread of people from across many different walks of life, people who had been customers of T-Rex for many years, people that had found out about T-Rex relatively recently, and yet there was a huge amount of commonality between all of them. Now, in some of the conversations that you've just listened to and in all the conversations that I had with people, I was asking people for some specific direction or instructions, some things that we could be working on as a company, things that we could be doing better. And, for the most part, I didn't get a whole lot of very direct criticism until I talked to Nate. Nate is a fellow business guy, and being a businessman, he was thinking about T-Rex and he was thinking about the event from a very specific business perspective, and he certainly picked up on, a pretty clear missed opportunity.
It's kind of dumb to put this in a podcast, but no.
I don't have a great place to put a to-do list right now, but I am recording a podcast. So what should we do differently at events, and other people can learn from this?
Yeah, so I would think a nice addition to another event is to have product training. Everybody comes in, you're already love the brand or already a customer of the brand usually, and you get to meet everybody and see how that you're real people, you are who you are in real life as well as on social media. But then to get the inside details on new product development or the actual existing products and understand those details and how they've changed or maybe changing, and the hands-on approach of it as well.
That's a great point, because we got, over 100 people here, a little over 100 people, I think, looking around, and it's a nice little beta testing group where everybody get hands-on with some brand new product, and that would have been fun. So, yeah, we dropped the ball on that one, because that would have been, super fun.
There's always room for growth. There's always something better you can do. It's just getting started. You know how it goes. Just get it started.
Yeah. Well, this is our first time running an event like this. So, there's a lot of stuff to learn. Like, number one lesson is, maybe don't record podcasts right behind the firing line. But,
I mean, even for the vendors, too, just the hands-on experience you get here, just even with this event right now, getting to run the different guns with the different setups, different optics on there. Most of us probably don't have a half of it, but you're like, wow, I've never shot suppressed. Yeah. I've never shot here. Yeah. You get to shoot every gun is probably suppressed, actually. So you get that experience.
Yeah. So we do have a bunch of different optics out there. But we could have been more deliberate at, labeling stuff and having, some of the vendors from Frigicon and elsewhere be able to talk about some of the different stuff. Yeah. So some of them were grateful not to say, and not to have to set up a booth. But it would be interesting to have almost like a little beta testing group for new T-Rex products, but also get thoughts from people. I mean, part of this event is a celebration. We wanted you guys to come and just celebrate 10 years with us. But now that you brought it up, I'm like, I have a bunch of half-baked products that I could have gotten people to get their hands on, mess with, run around on the range with.
Yeah, we're all here for a common purpose. We all love guns and training and tactics. And so it's not a huge ask. It's not work related. We're here to celebrate and getting the chance to talk with other gun enthusiasts and 2A rights enthusiasts as well. It's a great opportunity. It's a lot of fun and doesn't even feel like work, you know.
Okay, good. Well, quick question. So you're in business, Nate. What did you think of our, you giving us a good thing to do in a future event? Any advice for us or any comments on the shop tour, the warehouse tour, stuff we should be improving on over there?
I think you guys are really blessed for where you've gotten to already and the people that you have in-house and the organization of that warehouse. Unless you've dealt with the problems that you guys have dealt with, because it mirrors mine. I'm just 4 years behind on you guys. We deal with the same issues that you've been solving already. And, you know, bringing them in-house sometimes helps. I was just impressed with a lot of the interesting details, the customer service side, that extreme customer service, as I call it. That's what I live and die by on our product company as well. And just the quality of detail with the seamstresses, double checking everything. I would love to get a plate carrier with red stitching. I love that test, that batch test. That was awesome. I thought it was a real product and it was just a QA control product, which I loved it. There's no books, there's no rules to this. You're going to have to learn as you go, and everybody's done something different.
Yeah.
And it's just a process that you just got to live in the moment and love it. And it's going to change, and can't really prepare too much for everything, but you just trust your gut. And
and try to get good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're also equally blessed. When I was in the tour, I was able to ask, you know, how many of the family members are still involved, and then the associated family members are with the Noors and the Gonzalez's, Rodriguez.
We have a number of Rodriguez's. There's a bunch of people who have the same last names as other people in the company, and that has been super fun to have siblings, you know, parents and children involved, be able to work together, husbands and wives working together. So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think. Again, extremely blessed in that department as well, being able to have so many people to rely on early on that get it and understand it. Being with myself and my business partner, some people didn't understand what we were doing at first and why we were doing it. And now it's a little different story, but we're still, we work with contractors on our end and it's a different situation. They don't own it. They don't believe in it. But so we have to keep them course corrected constantly. So it's a different battle. But again, built a great ship here and with Colonel Dahl on board on the leadership side, you're in a great position.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I can't say enough about how happy I am with our people. And yeah, the other thing people have commented on here is how in the middle of nowhere we are.
I love it here.
We are very far from town. And so to be able to find not just enough people in the current labor pool, but such amazing, exceptional people is
makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of people that have been here.
It's been neat. Yeah,
it's been great.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming, Nate. I really appreciate you being here. Really appreciate you being here and making the trek all the way out here just to hang out with us and not get to see any new product.
Yeah, all the way from Texas. And we got to see enough of it. We follow you guys and on the site, so we have plenty of gear.
Again, I wish that you guys had been here. I wish that you could have participated in this kind of event, the amount of, not just the shooting, not just the talking about T-Rex stuff, but just the general conversations that went on, conversations between all the different folks that showed up, conversations that I was able to have with people. And hopefully this podcast gives you a nice little insight into some of those conversations, even though they are probably a little T-Rex heavy, but they definitely show the wide swath that we currently have. We have law enforcement guys, we got military guys, we got just regular local guys, people who are involved in medical stuff and supporting their communities. And we have businessmen, fellow businessmen, and just the ability to compare ideas and talk about different things together. Was tremendous. So hopefully you get a nice little cross-section into the event with these particular conversations. But I want to end this particular podcast with a conversation that I think is really important and special, and that is with an old friend. As we have pointed out in the episode, we tried to make sure that those early T-Rex customers, even though they make up a small fraction of the overall T-Rex customer base, were nevertheless not left out.
I want to finish with a conversation that's very special to me with Marcel. Marcel is someone that I've known long before T-Rex even started, which might sound a little strange, you know, given that we invited random people, but you got to remember, at the very beginning, T-Rex was an awfully small operation, and friends and family made up a pretty high percentage of the customer base. So Marcel is someone that we have known for some time. And in many ways, he is the quintessential T-Rex customer, someone who is extremely young, someone who has been following not just the products, but also the people, and someone who is using those things to protect his own family and his own community, and someone who really cares deeply about the core values of T-Rex. So it was, in many ways, the most special conversation of the day, and I'm glad that he let me record it, and I'm glad that I'm able to share it with you.
It's good to see you as always. I've known you for much longer than 10 years, but
that was a lot shorter.
You've been watching. You're taller than I am now.
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
And you did really well at the shooting competition. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
But you've been watching T-Rex from the outside, from the beginning. And thoughts? Any random thoughts?
I mean, honestly, so growing up in Massachusetts, guns are, taboo. Moved to Oklahoma, and that's kind of when Lucas just started. We would go to conferences together. You know, I remember him being like, oh, Magpul's the bomb. We need to go just watch all of it.
Watch all the dynamic things, yes.
So I'd watch a lot of Magpul, and then I just started watching a lot of stuff that he would just put out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's come a long way. He's really... And just every video would be like, oh, I want to be more like that. I want to be more like that. And he sparked, I would say he was the biggest spark for me going towards. And surprisingly enough, living in St. Louis, there's been quite a few times my brother-in-law have been grateful to have a lot of this knowledge that we had from him.
Yeah.
And a lot of the products, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Well, I've talked to a bunch of guys who, you know, are in law enforcement or who have talked about using the product, but
I'm just a plumber.
And I'm glad that it's come in handy because, focusing on the citizenry, focusing on civilians is something that we've wanted to do, partly because other companies, Some other companies have a slightly different focus, but mostly because we think it's important. I'm thrilled, and I'm thrilled that you could make it.
I love my wife and family. I cut my Florida vacation short just a little bit.
Oh my goodness, dude.
She's okay with it. She wanted me to come. So.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad. Well, I have to say we are so glad. As the company has grown and the customer base has grown, we can no longer know everybody. But at the beginning, so grateful for you guys because, you know, friends and family don't actually have to support the company.
Sure.
But it is a motivation to be like, man, these people are going to buy our products one way or another. They had better be good.
Well, so. But surprisingly enough, I started off with one of those
like an Uncle Mike's pocket.
Yeah.
Pocket
just
holster.
Kind
yeah.
of goes in, and yeah. I carried my dad. He has an old German.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly, it's not the best, but
I know. Yeah.
When he came out with Kydex, granted, yeah, it was like a friend's thing, but like even of the day and age, it was the best of what I saw.
Excellent. So. Well, I'm super glad to hear that. Do you have any recommendations? Or comments for us.
Yeah.
What do you want to see us do in the next 10 years? Anything we need to fix or anything that we haven't done yet?
It's funny, I was talking to Noah Bachman about this last night. I would really say just stay the people that you were when you started. Like Lucas, he's got his quirks, he's funny. That's honestly what kept me watching a lot, you know? Like some of those things where, keep staying the true course. Don't forget your past, where you came from. I can't complain. I mean, the customer service is almost better than Amazon sometimes.
Well, thank you.
I wish I could say something negative.
Yeah. Well, a reminder to stay the course and stick to the things that that after a few years, you know, you can get bored with some of that stuff and want to try new things, new trends, whatever.
Sure.
So reminders to stick to kind of the boring consistency of being faithful in little things is super helpful. Yeah.
It really is. I mean, you started the company for a reason, and obviously it's growing, and that is just it shows, you know, your faith, I think, is a huge thing. I mean, I don't know of a company that's exploded this fast, and I really say it's because of God.
God has really, really blessed us and brought us the ideas and the customers and the people who work here.
But I mean, that's where it started too.
It
started in faith, and I really think God blessed that.
Yeah.
So, well,
thank you so much, Marcel, both for coming to this event and also for being there at the beginning.
Yes.
Even though I am slightly annoyed that you shortened your vacation just for us, I'm also grateful. And it's always good to see you.
It's an honor. Thank you.
What weapon is that particular D-ball that you won going to go on?
I have a MOA 1911. He is in Missouri, and he built me a gun. It's a 10.5. It'll probably either go on that or a Rattler.
Nice.
My bag. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
So glad that you could walk away from the prize table, something that you can use.
Yeah.
And very fun. Very fun to see everybody shooting. Very fun to have all the people here. I appreciate it so much. Have a great trip back and say hi to everybody for us.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you very much for participating in this 10-year project that is T-Rex Arms and participating in, you know, just listening, the conversations that that we had. It was a fantastic day, and it has been a fantastic 10 years. Again, largely because of you guys. Whether you were invited to the event or not, you are an important part of what T-Rex is doing. Whether or not you actually are a customer, you are contributing to this mission that T-Rex has. If you are listening to this podcast and considering these ideas, I mean, if you made it all the way to the end of this particular episode, then you're definitely a part of that mission. You're definitely a part of that family. So thank you so much for all that you have done for us, everything that you have enabled us to do. And I am just as excited and curious to see the next 10 years as you are.